that was I was either going to come back here as an alcoholic above all, or I was probably going to die, you know. And if this was, I mean, I have it in spades, this disease. I really do. I have it on every level. I mean, I project all the time. I'm a fear-based guy. That, you know, shame. I go into shame spirals at the drop of that. I'm getting better, like Lauren said, I'm improving, but I don't do anything. I mean, all I do is I come to meetings and I pray that God will do most of the rest. I will try. I work the steps, but I'm very conscious of the fact that my defects are not really mine to control. I mean, I can't. I've never been able to. Like someone else said, I don't know how to hand it over. I still don't know quite how to hand it over, other than to try and help somebody else. You know, when I get into that predicament about self-obsession, I kind of got a switch where I think, well, think about somebody else. Go and do something for somebody else. That's my way of handing over, but I don't know if that's the right. I mean, it's the way I do it. But for me, it's tough, you know. And the thing about where I've had to work very hard is being, you know, having this kind of celebrity as a musician, and being like on the media, and you know, and there's recently been a thing where I've put together a center in the Caribbean to help people, and I realize that that's not an AA project. You know, I've had to kind of really work hard on my boundaries around this stuff. You know, treatment centers are not AA. You know, that's like they work with the 12-step program, and they advise, but nevertheless, you know, and it's still a separate issue. And when I was confronted with these people that, you know, that I put together to make this thing work, they said, well, you're going to go out there and have to go out there. You're our only asset. Nobody knows this fucking thing is here. You got to go and tell them that it's here. And you got to, and in order to do that, well, I said, well, what am I going to do? I go on 60 Minutes, do the Today Show, I do like all kinds of fucking magazine and newspaper articles. And in the course of that, I'm on the edge the whole time of breaking my anonymity. And that's been a real tough thing. And, you know, that's given me, that whole exercise gave me a great learning curve about how important my anonymity is to me. And it is really about my boundary, about, you know, how much because now I've got to the point where I love this thing we have. I love it above all. And even when I say that, I can feel a tingle coming through me, because it's a spiritual thing for me, that what we do and the way we help other people and ourselves in the process is not to be fucked with. It is not to be compromised. Yeah. And I've been, you know, and it's like, it's amazing how when people are faced with that, how it tantalizes people. You know, like, I remember my sponsor being involved in the kind of sort of business project where, you know, they had a long conference with these other people that he was involved with on some business thing, and it was all folding, it was getting crazy. And somehow or another, he sorted it all out. And after the meeting, one of these guys came up to him and said, you know, I don't know how you did that, and it was brilliant, but what's your secret? What are you got going on? And he said, well, it's nothing to do with me, and it is a secret. You know, and that was like, that's what it... And I love that, you know, and that guy, you know, he's got 20 years, and he is like a saint to me, but he's one of those guys that says, I don't know. I just go to meetings, you know. And I love that. But it is very difficult. I've had to do a lot of work going to talk to people in treatment centers, saying, like, you know, that primary purpose thing, you know, when we read the preamble, our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. That is my primary purpose. And I've had to, you know, it's my primary purpose is not making sure this fucking treatment center. My primary purpose is, if I get the opportunity going in there and telling the alcoholics in there, the recovering people that want to stay sober, my story, not what I think, or not, you know, please get your other pals to come in because we need the money, you know, but seriously, just to be there so that they can see that I'm a guy with a load of money who's had a great career, but who still occasionally thinks about suicide, and, you know, although that's got a lot better, I can assure you. But that is not it. That it is about peace of mind, which comes from other people, comes from our common welfare. And that's what I always rely on, you know, that in any given difficult situation, there's two options for me. One is to isolate and try and figure it out and eventually fucking self-destruct and go down the road that I've already traveled. The other one is to come here and ask you for what you did when you had the similar experience. And that's the one I've chosen most. And it works. And it is usually, you know, I'll avoid people that try and, you know, proselytize or lecture or tell me what they think. I will say, well, tell me what you did when this happened to you so that I get the experience. And usually it is the simplest thing imaginable, you know. And that's what works. So that's it for me. I mean, I flew all this way to come to this meeting. And